Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, we look forward to a wonderful chat with Simone Herodin of the Artscape Theatre. And today is no different. And what a beautiful morning it is to be chatting to Simone. And I'm sure that there's lots of excitement in the Artscape Theatre space. Simone, how wonderful to chat to you this morning.
It's absolutely a great, Janet. And talking about the weather, when people always ask me when's the best weather in Cape Town, I always tell them it's the 29th of February. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Actually, the 30th of February. I'm so glad that the weather gods have proven me wrong. And whoever's listening from other parts of South Africa or even other parts of the world, come to Cape Town because we've got the best weather at the moment. It's great.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Absolutely. So competing. The only thing competing with this amazing weather is the amazing schedule at Artscape. So please fill us in on what's happening at the theatre.
Yes, for those who haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen yet, you have about a week and a half. No, yeah, just not even a week and a half. You've got
Wow.
a week and 3 days. To come and see Dear Evan Hansen. So, I mean, we have discussed and chatted about Dear Evan Hansen in previous Jet Settings. But just to recap, it's an amazing story of finding oneself. It's specifically focused on the youth. But I think as older people, and I'm pleased saying this older in inverted commas, you know, as younger, older people, you know, one can
Absolutely
reminisce about
younger,
the
older people, I agree.
psychological struggles. Absolutely. So we can also... It also takes us back to our struggles of dealing with youth and growing up. It's just an amazing production to come and see, and especially with mental health being in the spotlight. I mean, we've seen royalty from Princess Kate right through to Duchess Meghan speak out about it. And it is a Grammy Award-winning play, Dear Evan Hansen, that is an absolute must-see. But what is
Absolutely.
exciting?
Lots
Yeah.
of conversations happening about mental health. And when I think about decades ago when we were growing up, you know, it was not something that people spoke about. Even people with learning challenges, there was something called a special class. And they were laughed at, but there's such an acceptance and an understanding now, but so much more work that needs to be done for sure.
Absolutely. And I mean, seeing it in a world-class theatre on a world-class stage with world-class sets and world-class South African
Oh
homegrown talent,
man.
just the best.
It was such an aha moment, a proudly South African moment, when I realized that all these entities came together in this way and it was all homegrown. I felt really proud of that. So well done to Artscape and the team there.
Then Jazz Art Dance Theatre will be presenting the inaugural Meraki Dance Festival. And it opens tonight, actually, on the 27th and runs until the 1st of March. We have not had a dance festival in the Western Cape or even in south of the Vaal, I think, for quite some time. So this is the Jazz Art Dance Theatre Initiative. It features a host of different choreography styles from contemporary right through to ballet, and it is also an opportunity to even see ballet companies from outside of the Western Cape, such as Joburg Ballet, or actually the choreographer from Joburg Ballet, Chloe Blair, performing one of the pieces, and obviously dancers from the Figure of Eight Dance Theatre, Baba Yaya's dancers. I mean, we know how amazing they are. The new ballet company that was formed just a year ago, Cape Ballet Africa, and of course, choreographers such as Sifiso, Sibu Ndaba, Sean Off, and it just rolls off the tongue. So it's an amazing festival to come and see for dance lovers on all different dance genres.
Well, Simone, I am just awestruck with the lineup that you have there, and the what a great exposure we're going to have to all forms of dance and just a national footprint when it comes to dance. We're looking forward. We're definitely going to be seeing you tonight, and can't wait to get our feet a tapping and our bodies are moving because it's just that kind of, you feel lifted. I think when one watches dance, when one experiences dance, you feel light and lifted, and you feel like you too can float through the skies. It's really quite magical. It transports one. So definitely looking forward to that.
Absolutely. And as an added bonus, there's also Newell Foundation with their resilience production, and that is showcasing the dance aficionados from across Cape Town of the different dance schools, the youth dance schools. So these dancers,
Ah.
4 or 5 years' time, will actually be performing in dance festivals such as the Meraki Festival. But talking about dance, Janet, I mean, it's just like dance, if I can go on to, because we're on the cusp of March. Gosh, where's the year gone?
I know there are people I haven't seen for 2025. I need quick catch-ups.
Absolutely. So I'm going into March. Start buying your tickets for Cape Town City Ballet summer season. We've got Giselle opening
Oh,
on
what a
8th of
treat.
March. That's going to be an absolute treat. And I have spoken about Giselle, so I would like to go into the double ball, which is the week after that. And oh, but we actually witnessed that, Janet. Remember they showed us a
Yes.
snippet there of Mozart's Requiem.
Yes,
I
and
mean,
that
how
was
amazing
so
was that?
magical. Amazing. It really
Yes.
was.
So that Mozart's Requiem was actually commissioned or choreographed by Dane Hurst, who was the former artistic director of Jazzot. He's now the artistic director of Joburg Ballet. And this time it will be danced by the Cape Town City Ballet's dancers. And it was originally created with Opera North and Phoenix Dance Theatre, and that's based in the UK in conjunction with the Jazzot Dance Theatre and Cape Town Opera. But this time, as I said, it's with Cape Town City Ballet Dancers. And the other extract, not extract, the other part of the triple ball that I'm looking forward to, or the double ball, sorry, my apologies, the double ball, is the. I didn't know this, Janet, that there's actually a pas de dix as well. We only know about pas de deux.
Yes,
But
yes.
there's a pas de dix in Janet, which is in ballet, which is feet of 10, because dix is 10 in. So this is the pas de dix of the Raymunda ballet piece, and it's staged by Tracy Lee, who's the current artistic director of Cape Town City Ballet. But Tracy Lee was also the prima ballerina when I could still stand on pointe in the late 90s, early 2000s, I think, if I'm not
Wow.
mistaken, of Cape Town City Ballet. So just look how far she's come. When Tracy Lee was the prima ballerina, but I mean, it's amazing to see, although Tracy Lee was born in Hong Kong, she is a South African resident now, and she has given, for the past almost 30 odd years, she has given her life and a dedication to ballet, and now she is artistic director of Cape Town City Ballet and one of the choreographers that will be featured, or it will be staged by her. So I'm looking forward to this double bill of Cape Town City Ballet. And for those who want some humor in their life, they should not forget Defending the Caveman that's coming
Oh
up in March
yes,
as well.
that promises to be loads of fun.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a humorous way that looks at the constant battle of the sexes. We've come a long way with our feminism and empowerment, but there will always be this tit for tat, and it's done in a playful way.
Wonderful. It sounds pretty exciting and such a smorgasbord to choose from, something for everyone on the lineup. So we're looking forward. March looks great.
Absolutely. Next week, we'll go into more of the details of March because we also have, I think I'll just mention quickly, just run through them, WTF of Alistair Isabel. That's going to be amazing because it's snippets of his life. We have the Masked Theatre Arts Benefit Concert. We've got, for those who are into the gospel, we've got a great gospel concert on the 15th of March. And then we ending off with two productions, which is Breath Words, that's Cape Ballet Africa, that I will chat about, and then Stargazing. But I'll go into more detail in next week about these amazing productions at Artscape.
We can't wait, Simon. Thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. We're super excited about the month of March. We're marching forward and we're looking forward to a fabulous month at the theatre. Thank you for joining us this morning on Jet Setting with Janet.
Always a pleasure.